I'd grown up in the life, but I'd never really been a part of it. My mum had made sure of that. It all changed the day she died. On the day we buried her, I looked around the church. My whole family was there, and we were a big family, the Baileys, and a well-known family to boot. My Nana, Teresa Bailey, the matriarch, was sitting beside me, holding my hand. She was good to me, always. I could depend on her. She would never repeat my secrets. She knew more than any of them, and she kept it to herself. But then if she had opened her mouth, there would have been another murder. We needed to keep the secret no matter what, and that is exactly what we did. I knew that I could never have coped without her, especially not that day. My four brothers, all big, handsome, honourable men, sat on her other side. And my father, broken by his wife's death and completely unaware of his only daughter's shame, sat by me. It was how my mum died that was affecting him, even more than just the loss of her. She'd been taken in a heartbeat. Those were his words, not mine. I stood beside him, his youngest child and his only daughter, small-boned like my mother, and with my parental grandmother's thick auburn hair. But I had his eyes, the deep blue Irish eyes that showed every emotion and told the whole world what I was thinking, especially him and my brothers. I learned quickly to never let anyone know my true feelings, and that is a sad testament to the life I live now. Knowledge is power, and even the smallest slip can be enough to bring you down.